Hello to anyone unfortunate enough to listen to this stupid audio that I didn't think I would have to make. But based on recent behaviors by people and stuff, I feel like there are things that just need saying. Because I'm tired of the whining, the constant bitching from people that, if they do get downvoted, is mostly because people don't like them, because they're bad people and annoying or whatever. Fucking drama queens. But, you know, what do I know? Maybe I'm wrong. Let's have a look. So, right now, I am uploading some screenshots to my Google Drive because, well, let's just lay it up there. Recently, there was a post on Backstage by none other than Jay Wild. Now, the post supposes that she's leaving Backstage, you know, which is fine. You know, you can leave Backstage. I don't care. Fact of the matter, though, is leaving because feels targeted. Feels like the moderators of Backstage are cunts. Probably not the words she used. And feels like there is a clique of downvoters persecuting her for the choices she makes and the audio she posts. Generally, I wouldn't name names, but seeing as this really just bothers the fuck out of me, I don't care. I'll take whatever backlash this gets. Because I'm tired. I'm tired of downvotes being talked about again and again. They're not important. If people decide to leave the subreddits because of them, that is their choice. No one has ever told them to leave. It is not kink shaming if people downvote you for posting stupid shit that no one wants to listen to. I get downvoted all the time for posting shit, and I don't care. Because I know that some of the stuff that I post is not what the general public really wants to listen to. Because it's fringe stuff, and that is okay. Can't expect everyone to be accepting. People still hate gays and black people, okay? People listening to race play audios or like rape stuff, I get that you downvoted, okay? It's not that it's a good thing that people do, but whatever. I don't mind. But let's have a look, okay? Because a friend of mine got some screenshots from a conversation with Wild because he asked her what exactly the moderators of Backstage had so done in, you know, their grave offense towards her and why she's leaving Backstage. So let's look. The moderators on Backstage aren't the most supportive and they're overly cliquey. Even any of my comments got downvoted there. Not worth my energy to spend time with people who don't want me there. I mean, not really. Not the most supportive. How do you want them to hold your hand? Suck your dick while you post your stuff? Like, what do you expect the moderators to do there? To parent you the entire way and make sure that you feel good about not like getting downvotes? I don't know what the moderators can do there. I know for a fact that they don't do stupid shit to piss people off. I mean, sure, there's been a couple of unpopular opinions, but that was across the board. It wasn't like a targeted thing. So please come with a proper example or quit your bullshit. Your comments get downvoted there. Maybe that's because you're kind of a dick. Looking at this kind of stuff and the post you made on Backstage quitting things and being overly dramatic about it, seems to me like you might be a douche. Let's see. Okay, the content is allowed. People choose not to like me here as I call them out when they are just supporting only what they want. They claim to be a place that help newbies and they just sweep them under the rugs and the mods pick on the people they don't like. It's just a popularity contest and they don't like me so I'm done supporting them. Seriously, what kind of crazy ass world do you live in if you fucking believe that? I know the moderators on backstage, they don't pick on newbies. For the most part, they're actually really fucking supportive. If you feel targeted, it's mostly, and I don't feel like repeating myself constantly, mostly because you're a douche. Let's see. Lady Boner Throw 86 is a moderator on backstage. I've known him for 4 years. Does he have flaws? Sure, but he's generally a very nice person. Alethea Ray. I've known her for just as long, maybe even longer. She is one of the nicest people I know. Yeah, she has a potty mouth, but that's when people talk shit and then they get hit because Allie knows how to lay down the fucking law. Captain, I have never heard a bad thing said about him. He's a fucking sweetie. Kiana, lovely person, doesn't buy into bullshit, which I think you're delivering, Jay. So quit your shit. I don't know Throwaway. I don't know Captain Wetpants. I know there was some stuff about him being mod on Gone Wild Audio back then, but to me, knowing these people individually, they don't talk to each other for the most part outside of the mod team. Like, they aren't people that sit together every day and hug each other's fucking titties and, like, talk about when they last fucking had someone jizz in their ear. Like, they're just on the mod team. This is so asinine to me. Like, I do not you must have such a persecution complex that you really believe that the moderators on backstage are out to get you. Because they're not. You just suck as a person, Jay. Now, let's go on to the next part. Because I fully believe that what I'm saying here is not far-fetched, and I don't care if people downvote me. That's how it's gonna be, I guess, because people use downvotes in a way that Reddit doesn't intend for them to be used, and so be it. It's a yes, I like it, no, I don't like it kind of system. It's not a this is nice and this goes against the subreddit rules or doesn't add anything to the conversation kind of thing. Let's just be real. People downvote, people upvote. And if they do that, that is how the system is being used. And if Reddit doesn't fix that, that's because that's how they want it to be used. They could easily just disable downvotes. Let's see. So here's a thread that Lady V posted on her beta user page talking about, let's see. The pathetically cruel few have ruined the experience for me because I have to sit back and watch people be allowed to victimize others for several deplorable reasons. Friends getting downvoted because they wouldn't give downvoters attention or refuse to engage in digital sexual practices. I could understand if that's the case. So let's see. Friends getting downvoted. Are you talking about Jay Wild being downvoted then? Because let's see. If we go to Gone Wild Audio here, or go to her submitted page and go for Gone Wild Audio. I'm sure there's going to be quite a hit. Yeah, it's about a month ago she last posted. Let's see. All right. So here's a few. Yeah. Okay. So here's a good 8 audios or so. So let's look at mine. You know, just as a comparison. Because I know that I get downvoted more, that I can say that with confidence already before I even look, because I'm not a fucking dumbass. But do I care? No, I don't. Okay, let's see. Here we go. And mind you, I've posted race play. I've posted very extreme race play, and I've posted stuff laughing at dudes' tiny dicks and shit, you know? Like, not just mainstream stuff. So, does Jay Wild get downvoted more than the usual people? Let's see. So here we go. I'm just gonna name the percentage upvoted because I don't care about the total amounts. Mine are gonna be lower because I don't have titties and a vagina. That's just how it works. Sex is on! Okay, so let's see. 84%. 47, 66, 82, 80, 64. 65. That was my audios. Now let's look at Jay Wild, supposedly very downvoted material on GWA. Maybe she just means comments, but maybe she writes shitty comments. Could be. I don't know. So let's see. 95% upvoted. 94, 90, 94, 84, 86, 87, 85. Now, I don't know if those numbers made any sense to you, but quite frankly, I feel like she's full of crap. She didn't have anything below 80. I was down in the 60s at least. Maybe I post more crazy shit. I don't know. I don't feel like I do because she just posted an audio about fucking toddlers, which I also find really fucked up, to be quite frank. Like, that is actual pedophilia fantasy and very much not okay. So, yes, I want to call you out on that, Jay Wild. That is really fucked up. And I want you to know that I reported it to the Reddit admins, so I don't know if that's gonna stay up or whatever, but I at least want them to know that there's people posting pedophilia audios. You don't get downvoted, at least your audios don't. Like, if you look at the total sums of the audios you posted, Jay, let's just do it for the sake of it, even though I already said that I don't want to make that a thing because I know I get less upvotes regardless because I'm a dude. Let's see. All right, let's see. 80 upvotes, 95 upvotes, 52, 38, 69, 30. No, that's in the triple digits, 357 upvotes. 21, let's see mine. 28, 9, 23, 17, 9, 4. You know, maybe I don't post the best audios, maybe she's just that much better. I just want to point out that the whole witch hunt from moderators and downvotes is fucking bullshit. Cliques making people's lives hell because they don't like something that person is doing, despite the fact that it is within the subreddit rules. Witch cliques. Like, considering the amount of upvotes she gets for her stuff, I really have a very difficult time seeing the actual issue. Like, I understand if she's getting downvoted on backstage, but that's because she's posting stupid drama. Like, Honestly. The last post she did there had 17 upvotes, 60% downvote, because she was being a douche about it. Let's see some of the other screenshots I found. So, in the post that Lady Vicarian posted, there are indeed one or two people I know are guilty of these despicable practices. Unfortunately, they're underhanded enough to get away with it for now. Why not name them? Name the people. Like, if you feel like it's that big of a fucking deal, then say who it is that's doing the stuff. Like, that brings me to a whole different point, and that's the fucking moderating on Backstage, or TeamSpeak. Like, if you don't tell people who are doing, or if you don't say who's doing the wrong shit, then people can't do anything about it, okay? Posted an audio with the text snuff. I had to add that as a technicality because it contained a death at the end, and death was never part of the sex or any of the kind of kink. Sure as shit, it got downvoted multiple times 5 minutes after I posted it. People don't like snuff audios, and if you, I bet if you left it up for any amount of time, it would probably get positive amounts of upvotes. I have a very hard time believing that that's... Yeah. Let's see. 31 upvotes and 83% upvoted. I just looked it up. Her comments are upvoted. People get upvotes in the comment section in general. People seem pretty happy about it in general. Really have a hard time seeing any of the negativity you're talking about. Oh no, I clicked away. Big Cock Scripts. I was brought here courtesy of Jay Wild. In addition to downvoting of fringe fetishes or niches, it should be added that yes, this I hate this point because it is so fucking stupid. And it people Okay, he writes, it should be added that on desktops you can't downvote without going out of your way to, since the subreddit's layout hides the downvotes unless you turn the layout off. It's not on mobile, but does that mean there are a lot of downvotes that come from people who either don't use the subreddit layouts or just really want to downvote it, or if they're on mobile? No. I hate Gone Wild Audio's layout. And for the most part, other subreddits and their layouts are absolutely fucking asinine and annoying to look at. So, I don't use the fucking layout thing. I turn it off in RES or whatever, in preferences, because you can turn that shit off. And I think most people do, because most of the fucking layouts are annoying. It is such a bullshit argument that you have to go out of your way. No, I think it's something most people do. Let's see. I noticed this kink-shaming by downvoting tends to filter content to a very particular audience and taste. This was an observation from a few years back, so I don't know how true it is presently. But look at posts with the interracial tag. Interracial posts that roleplay an Asian woman and a white guy scenario gets a lot of upvotes and very few downvotes. Any other racial pairing usually gets less upvotes and a higher share of downvotes. Nowadays, there are barely any interracial content, so that niche might have been snuffed out entirely. Okay, let's just fucking explain this, because honestly, yes, white male, Asian female, it's a thing. It's something a lot of white guys are into. Why? I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. But that's just the case. That's how it is. So, when the majority of the users, I would say about 75 to 80, if not more, are white males, there is a chance that the most, you know, upvotes or listens are going to be something in the mainstream area of what people enjoy listening to. So if white guys are more into Asian females than black females or whatever, that's going to get more upvotes. And vice versa, the other stuff is going to get more downvotes. That is just how it is. Males get downvoted more than females. That is how it is. Like, you need to get out of the fucking headspace that people actually use the upvote-downvote system the way it's supposed to be used, because they do not. They don't use it the way it's supposed to be used. They use it to say, yes, I like that. No, I don't like that. That is just how it is. And making a fucking subreddit layout isn't going to change that, you stupid fuck. What that means is that GWA's audience curates the content by downvoting stuff. Yes! They don't like, which effectively makes post a very generic and predictable soup. If you care about the downvotes, most of the stuff that people post, even if it isn't that popular, still gets upvotes, okay? The cliques I've definitely noticed too. It's human nature to group with like-minded people, but I've never understood the need in a way to proclaim the subreddit as their own and crowd out other content. Who? Please. Please tell me who this clique of people is that proclaims the subreddit as their own and crowds out other content with downvotes. I would be very, very surprised if you could mention 10 people, maybe even 5, that actively work together to filter out stuff with downvotes. Because guess what? You fucking can't. It's not a fucking thing. And even if you did mention 5 names, it would, A, either be people I don't know who are, or B, it's going to be people I do know where you're going to be wrong, because it's fucking stupid. People don't do that. Like, it's just your crazy take on shit, where you think that people ought to get you with downvotes and shit. Sure, maybe I'm going to get down with the fuck after this, but the majority of the point I'm making is I don't give a fuck. Because I already don't get upvotes all that much. Like, it doesn't matter. But for you people, it seems like that's the only thing that matters. And honestly, if you get your comments downvoted that much, it's mostly, and I really don't want to reiterate this point, but I've already done it twice. It's probably because A, you post content that people don't like. Or B, you're a fucking douche and post shitty comments about how everyone's out to get you. Race play and interracial had been utterly eradicated, bar from a few attempts here and there. Yeah, it's not something most people are into. A young lady was particularly good at producing these audios. You're pretty much witch hunted out of GWA. Are you talking about what's her face that posted all those Asian female stuff? I can't remember what her name was. She was Australian. But yeah, I think there was something about her being targeted about stuff, but like that is one person. I've posted race play stuff and very extreme stuff, exactly the same kind of stuff that she posted. And I've never heard anything from her. I've heard one fucking neckbeard tell me that I'm a piece of excrement, and that's about the hate, that's the flack I've gotten from posting it. Like, and I'm talking about a very extreme race play that people requested from me and that I posted. Like, if more people were into race play and posted it, it would probably be upvoted more. But people aren't into it, and when it only gets posted here and there, it's not going to become a thing where people, you know, actively seek that out. Like, it just doesn't happen. Yeah, people don't use the filters. Like, the filters are there for people with, I assume, mostly with that needs, like, trigger warning stuff. Like, people don't use the filters. Yeah, well, I don't have much more to add to this. I feel like I've already set my piece. It's about a half an hour of me ranting about how fucking pathetically annoying people are. But I genuinely and truly believe that this is the product of you either being a shit person and posting shit comments about shit issues that aren't real, or B, it's gonna be you taking the downvote upvote system way too seriously. Because looking at least Lady V and Jay Wild's upvote to downvote ratio, they're above mine by a margin that's ridiculous, and it doesn't bother me. Like, I don't care about the downvotes and the upvote system. It doesn't mean that your stuff is better or worse. People have bought upvotes in the past. I'm looking at you, O'Rabbit, aka Slutty something Audios, whatever the fuck your name is now. You're also a terrible person. But yeah, I don't know. I just don't care. Like, I'm going to be posting this on my own subreddit anyway, so chances are none of you people are going to be looking at this shit anyway. But if you do, take a fucking chill pill, because you're not that fucking important.